Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My new book is called The Age of the Customer. You can find that at ageofthecustomer.com. Ivan Meisner is our guest. He is an almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. If you don't know that organization, I encourage you to check it out and go. There's one near you, and if there's not, you can find out. You can find out where that is, by the way, at BNI.com. Right, Ivan? You got a map there, and it'll show people where all the something under a million chapters around the world, right, Ivan?
Well, we have 6,600 groups worldwide.
All right.
But we just released some new numbers that you might
I'd love to hear. Yeah.
Well, we've implemented a system called BNI Connect, which is an online system that actually tracks the referrals for our members. And we found out that last year we in the past we had formulas that we used to determine the numbers. But this year, for the first time, we have actual numbers from the members. These are numbers reported by members.
Right.
And they passed 5.4 million referrals and generated $6.5 billion
wow.
U.S. dollars worth of business
wow.
for our members, which is almost twice what we were estimating.
You know, when I think back on how much you've grown just since you've been on my show, Ivan, it really makes me proud.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm teasing. Proud of you, Ivan. They know what I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you guys, Ivan, because I'll tell you, when I hear that, when I hear those referrals, when I hear that kind of business being transferred, folks, here's what I hear. I hear small business owners getting better and growing because most of those referrals were small business referrals, weren't they?
Yeah, small business owners, entrepreneurs, some salespeople for small businesses.
Contractors, consultants, people like that.
A lot
but
of
still
them.
Small business, still
That's
still
correct.
Out here. It's out here on Main Street.
That's right. That's right. And it's really exciting to see people who are making it past that 2 and 3 and 4 year mark and
yeah.
still being successful. We've done some work. We have an index we call the BNI Business Index,
mm-hmm.
Where people take surveys. They take a survey on how business is doing for them, and so many people have answered that the networking and BNI has kept them in business during the recession.
Well, you know, the
things are much better now.
The thing to remember, even if things are tough, somebody's buying something that you sell from somebody somewhere right now. Right,
they are.
So it might as well be you. And one of the ways to find out first, to be the first to find out who and where and when and how much, is through a referral.
Yes,
you cut through all the suspecting, prospecting stuff when you get a referral, don't you?
And when times are tough, people want someone to be referred to them. They want to
yeah.
know that person's quality is good, and hearing it from somebody else that they trust. Makes it the buy much easier.
You know, Ivan, and I talk about this in the book, trust was present when the first transaction happened. The first time that Og said to Gog, let's do business instead of fighting, trust was there, and trust has been in the marketplace ever since. But Ivan, I'm convinced that in the age of the customer, trust is elevated as a value as a value proposition and as a relevance proposition. Trust is even now and is going to be more important than it ever has been. What do you think?
I agree, and you know, you talk about the fact that now the customer controls much more than the seller did in the past, and part of that is really the communication of trust. And if they trust the service provider, they put that out there on word of mouth online and face to face.
Well, see, that's the key, and that's where you guys come in so strong, Ivan, with the members of the BNI, because long before companies have the long before a customer even knows whether you've got a product they can afford or they want or whatever, all the competitive stuff, long before that, if you've gotten a referral, they at least know they can trust you, even if they don't know if they're going to do business with you.
That's right, and that trust for a referral is absolutely critical. I mean, I might buy a product or a service from somebody I've never used before, but I'll do that for myself.
Right.
I never refer someone to a service provider that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so if I'm going to get a referral, I got to know and trust that person. Now, isn't that interesting that I would buy somebody's product and not know them, but I won't refer somebody's product without knowing?
Because that has more gravity. Ivan,
your reputation away when you do that.
That's right. Yeah. Happy International Networking Week. Thanks for sharing it with us this week.
Thanks, Jim.
InternationalNetworkingWeek.com, is that right?
InternationalNetworkingWeek.com, BNI.com.
There you go. Both of those, folks. You got to have both. Ivan, come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.